The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Father. Can you pray in the Spirit? Gazimale Kaskipa. Manjade Gadupali Kasipriali. We just want to sing the name of Jesus. We give a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Kasupali. Zoprekatumali Gajele. Elozele Kaprikate Kajuma. Alia Zopriali. We give a praise. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we encourage ourselves, encourage one another, we pray, God, that your blessing will descend again in the name of Jesus. Let eyes be open. Call us to repentance. Call us to amend our ways. Call us to make right decision. Thank you, Jesus. We give a praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can you shout a loud amen?
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
We give God praise. So we thank God for Believers Convention 2026. So I expect us to go now to go and start acting on them, right? Because when you say you believe, is that you believe there will be a performance of what? Of what has been said. That's a believer. That's why we believe, therefore we speak it. You understand, sir? We believe, therefore we speak. It means that we act on what we believe. You understand? Today is not just a time to preach. It's just to, I just want to talk to you so that, and then to let you know how to keep blessing and how to act. Activate what has been released and received. You understand? Because a blessing can be on you and you don't activate it. You understand? Or you don't act on it. Do you get it now? Bishop was saying this morning that next year he will come to dedicate many children, right? You believe that, right? I believe it with all my life. That's faith. So when you hear that kind of thing, you don't joke with it. You act on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of you believe in miracle? Miracle still happen if you don't know. And you know, last week I was saying that. There's a way that can knock you out of that kind of that faith. That can knock you out of it. You are always in doubt. Because there's a way that can deceive you to believe that. It's not that you don't really believe that God has power, but you don't believe He can do anything for you. You understand? See? Because you always doubt. And you don't act on words. Words are not ordinary. Really, when the word is coming from anointed person, you understand? Or a chosen person. You don't take it for granted. You understand? Because they are not ordinary. Say amen.
Amen.
You get it now. So many people have key into all the prayers. I want to believe you are also part of those who key into the prayers. You understand, sinner? So you are part of those who key into it. There's a moment that you don't take for granted in life. You understand, sinner? If you don't sleep, you are not going to pass out. You won't die. And you don't know the time of your visitation. Nobody knows. And that's why you don't take moment for granted. You don't. A lot of people have missed blessing like that because they take moment for granted. You understand what I'm saying? Because they take moment for granted, they miss out blessing. You don't take some moment for granted. There are sometimes you deny yourself of sleep. There are sometimes you deny yourself of food, self, because of what you are expecting to get from God. You understand? It's called devotion. And those kind of thing, God don't take it for granted. You understand? God don't overlook them. When you see people like that, or when God see heart like that, God don't overlook them. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't take some moment with levity. You do everything to be part of it. Everything to be part of it. So if you have missed okay, let me say this kind of money. Now, this the ending part, if you miss it, you should go and ask for forgiveness. And go and follow it back to the end. So that you can receive the blessing there. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that can be robbing you and you won't know. You understand? That can be robbing you. Say amen. And that's why one of the difficult job on earth is pastoring. The pastor so is very hard. Because anything you are passing through now, I will be praying. I will be trusting God. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, where you may not be doing all righteousness. Do you see that now? You will be the one stopping the prayer from answering. But me, I will not sleep. I will be trusting God. You understand what I'm saying? But meanwhile, you girl that you have the, you really need it. You may not be doing all right. Do you see that now? Say amen. As my pastoring, God must help. Because so can frustrate effort. So can frustrate your effort. Say amen. Do you understand, sinner? So that is why anything you are asked to do is good you do it. Why? Because you don't know when God will visit you. Do you understand, sinner? You don't know. You don't know the time of visitation. And God will not tell you. Do you understand, sinner? God will tell you tomorrow, I'll come and visit you. God is not going to tell you. Can you say amen? God is not going to tell you that tomorrow I'm coming to visit you. And that's why you keep waiting. Why? Because you don't know the time of your visitation. And blessed is the servant. You understand? That his master found what? Waiting. Say amen. His master found him waiting. When the master came, the master found him expecting. Say amen. So if you miss any of the meeting, please, it's on YouTube. Let's go back to it. And then you're going back to it. It's not that you'll be cooking in the kitchen and be playing it too. You will go back, you dedicate time and follow it and prayerfully follow it. Thank you. Matthew chapter 24, verse 46. Can you read, everybody? Blessed is that servant whom is Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. What is the meaning of so doing? Find waiting or expecting. Let me see the next verse. Verily I say unto you, what will happen? That he shall make him ruler of what? Over all his good. Why? The master found him so doing. Well, not so doing. Found him waiting or expecting the master to come. But what about the servant the master found sleeping? What do you, The master came, he found him sleeping. Don't take moment for granted, I beg you. You understand, sir? Especially spiritual moment. Don't take it for granted. You know, I don't know why I keep saying all these things. You understand, sir? And I think I'm not the only one. Almost all pastors in this community, we keep telling you what I'm saying now. Don't take moment for granted because you don't know time of visitation. Do you understand, sinner? Say amen. Do you know, you remember, how many of you remember Hannah? You know, Hannah went to the temple crying. The prophet came and insulted him. Ah, Abby. Say, why are you? At least by now, you should not be drunk now. In fact, everybody don't go. The woman was praying. And you should not. You should, why are you drunk? A woman drunk? I'm not drunk, sir. It's just that I'm full of bodies. So I would say his mouth was moving, yet no voice, no sound. The prophet thought she was drunk. I'm not drunk. It's just that I'm full of. I have a heavy heart. I'm pouring my heart to God. Say amen. You know, that alone is enough to knock you off. And make you just feel like, okay, kini katunshi prophet ego. Say amen. It's good to discern moment. Why? Because you don't know when the Lord will come. Give me that place. That place before this place. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her voice. She continued praying. Now Anna, she spake in her heart, only her lips move, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long will thou be drunk? Put away thy wine from thee. Verse 15. And Anna answered and said, no, my Lord. Did you see that now? You laugh, say, ah! I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I pour out my soul before the Lord. The year after, she came with baby. You understand? You know, nobody asked her to stay behind, right? Just that she discerned moment and key into it. I'm just trying to say that there are some moments you don't play away. Because you don't know when angel is tearing the water. Do you understand, sir? You don't know. Say amen. So please, I wonder, this year convention has been so rich, full of blessing. So much blessing. So if you have any ailment in your body, I don't expect you to start dancing to the symptoms. Do you understand, sir? Now. Do you understand, sir? I believe miracle happens. I believe it so much. God does miracle. I mean, outstanding miracle can happen. Yes, outstanding miracle. So, if there's any symptoms or anything doctor has diagnosed, or anything you have been told, or anything medically that has been confirmed, you understand? You need to start, you understand? You need to start disbelieving them. Medically, they are is a reality. But spiritually, it's no more a reality. You understand, sir? And act against them. That's faith. You get it now? Say amen. Now, let me just enlighten you. For instance, when the angel told Abraham that I will come back next year and your wife will have a son. Did you think maybe the angel carried Abraham and Abraham slept with Sarah unknowingly? You think that? You don't get what I'm saying. You know, Abraham was already 99 years, right? A man going to 100. You know, that kind of man, the man can't have any, there can't be any, in fact, I don't know that man can't really have any sexual urge, right? You understand, sir? So, and even the wife self, she's around 90. You understand? So a 90 years old woman, there is nothing a 90 years old woman that can easily wake you. Abi, you understand, sir? So what do you think make Abraham to go and sleep with the wife? It must be that the man believed God. You understand, sir? So acting on what the angel said against feeling. Because they can't be feeling, actually. You understand, sir, now? It's not like maybe you just feel that, in fact, your body just... This one is that he consciously did it. Against feeling. Believing what the angel said. You understand, sir, now? That's what is called faith, man. You understand? If you are still feeling it, it's not faith. Do you understand, sir? And many of us, we rate feeling more than what the Lord is saying. Do you understand, sir? You believe feelings more than what the Lord is saying. That is what is called doubt. Do you understand, sir? Doubt is when you believe in what you can see more than God's word. It's called doubt. Do you get it now? You know what is called doubt? If truly you believe, you will act against feeling. That's faith. You believe that there will be performance of what has been spoken. Then you act it out. That's what is called faith. Against feeling. Against what you are feeling. You understand? But I'm not feeling it. No. No, you don't need to feel it. You need to believe it. Say amen. You don't need to feel it. In fact, at times Satan can come and want to knock you out of the faith. It is that time the symptoms will now increase. Say amen. Just for you to say, hey, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. No. You don't need to feel it. You just need to believe it. Can you say, I believe it? Say, amen. I don't have to feel it. I just need to believe it. Then when you believe it, you'll start rejoicing. Do you understand, sir? You start praising God for it. Say amen. Amen. You start rejoicing, thanking God for it. Why? Because you believe it's done. Say amen. You know, his angel came to meet Jesus. Am I preaching? I'm not preaching. I'm just trying to encourage you so that you can hold on to the blessing and not let it go. You know, his angel came to Jesus, a centurion, and asked Jesus, my son is sick. Then Jesus said, don't worry, I will follow you and come. He said, no. You don't need to follow me. You just need to speak. Speak where you are. Just say something. Just say that my son is here and it's okay. I'll be going home. Say amen. This Matthew account. Let's read Matthew account. Read everybody. Can you read? And when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented, my servant. Not even his son, my servant. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. You don't need to bother yourself. Don't bother yourself. yourself. Just say the word, and my servant shall be healed. Just say, my servant is here, and I'll be going home. I'll be going home. I'll be dancing home. You know, he has not seen it. It's not like he has seen the servant heal. For I am a man under authority. This man understood authority. That whatever you say, if you just say it, it will be done. Just say it. I believe. Just if you can just say it, I believe it. And I'll be going home rejoicing. I'll be happy. Say amen. Verse 10. Give me verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. And said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great, no, not in Israel, that the man can simply believe what I said it, and you believe it, and you believe it is done." Say amen. Verse 11. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham. You know, shall sit down with Abraham. Why is this Abraham? Why? Because Abraham also simply believed what? You understand? The angel simply gave a word and the man acted on it. You understand? The man acted. Abraham said the angel simply gave a word. And the man believed it. That's what is called faith. And Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the children of the kingdom. The word children of the kingdom means people who are meant to be in the kingdom. Do you understand, sir? They shall be cast out. Say amen. People who are meant to be in the kingdom, but who, because of lack of faith, because they didn't believe, they shall be cast out into outer darkness. Say amen. Say, I believe. You know, I'm just trying to talk about how to hold on to even physical miracle now. You understand? How to hold on to it. Physical miracle. The same way you hold on to even spiritual miracle. You hold on to healings of the soul. If you don't understand how to hold on to miracle, blessing will slip out of your hands. It's the reason why people don't change. Because today now, you pray to God, trusting God, "God, please, in fact, commandment, I want to obey it. I want to obey it. I used to do this thing. I don't want to do it again." You understand, sir? You make the determination in church. You pray to God. But you don't keep holding on to it by faith. You easily let it slip out of your hands. And that's why what you say you will never do, you just see yourself going back doing it. Why? Because you don't keep on holding by faith into it. You keep on believing. Keep believing. Against contradiction. Say amen. Why? Because Satan will come to try your faith. Did you know that? Satan will come to shake your faith. If truly you believe what you said you believe. Abi. Any act of obedience, Satan will come to try it. Can you say amen? Is there any act of obedience? Satan will come to try it. Any act of obedience, Satan will come to try it. You know, Paul, by revelation, knew that he should go to Jerusalem. Do you understand, Satan? And Satan set up people. You understand, Satan? to make him change his mind. Agabus came. Do you understand, sir? A prophet who took Paul's robe and used it to tie himself. That this is what they are going to do to the owner of this rope. Do you understand? In Jerusalem. What do you think Satan was trying to do? To make him change his mind. So any act of obedience, Satan will come to what? To try it. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You see, as from today, and I want to be doing this thing. You know, in fact, as from today, I just want to be a good man. Satan will come to try that. Why? Because it's an act of obedience. Do you understand, Satan? The instruction they gave in church, I want to obey it. Do you understand? Satan will come to try it. Say amen. Amen. There's no act of obedience that Satan will not come to try. Can you say amen? For instance, you understand? You know, a commandment has been given in church. Everybody should give his tithe. It is when you decide to be giving your tithe, Satan will come now to try that obedience. Satan will now come and try it. And make sure that the remaining money in your hand is the tithe. Say amen. So that you will change your mind on obedience. That you will disobey it. There is no act of obedience that Satan will not come to try. Satan will always come to try every act of obedience. But when Satan comes, what are you going to do? You will stand your ground in faith. You will stand your ground. Hold on to the word and act him. Believe it. Against your life. You understand? Bible says against all hope. Abraham in no belief. Against all hope. Say amen. Say amen. There is no act of obedience that will not threaten your life. Do you hear what I said? I said there is no act of obedience that will not threaten your life. Do you understand? If you want to obey God, you will put your life on the line. Do you understand? It will look like if you do that thing, you are going to pass out. That's what is called obedience. Do you understand? What you are easily doing, you are not yet obeying God. Do you understand? If it is commandment you are obeying, it will put a threat to your life. You understand, sir? Now the threat is there. It is Satan trying to threaten you so that you can change your mind on it. So that you can feel that this thing is too hard. But his commandments are not grievous. Do you understand? But he looks grievous. Why? Because Satan does not want you to obey God. That's how he looks grievous. Satan wants you to change your mind. So that you can be in disobedience. That's what Satan wants you to do. When you are disobeying, Satan is happy. Say amen. When you are disobeying, Satan is happy. Why? Because Satan knows the end of disobedience. It will be destruction to your soul. But to stay in obedience, Satan will come and put a threat against your life for you to change your mind. That's faith. The same way, if you believe God for a physical healing, it is then Satan will come and increase the symptoms. You understand, sir? For you to drop the faith. So that you can say, I'm not sure God has really healed me. With the way I'm feeling now, I'm not sure. God has healed you. Say, God has healed me. The fact that Satan is trying to expand and make the symptoms look more tough. You understand, sir? And more what? More serious. Does not mean God has not hit you. It does not mean. It's just a threat for you to drop the faith. Once you drop the faith, hey! The thing will become more worse. You don't drop faith. You act on faith. Can you say amen? That's why you must know that it's not all sickness, it's not all healing that happen instantly. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You know, there are some people Jesus healed and healing. You understand? The healings were what? Happen instant. Some people, it happened on the way as they were going. Say amen. For instance, Jesus prayed for, is it 10 lepers? Have you gotten it? Luke 17, Abby. Can you read it with me, everybody? Read with me. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Verse, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which two are far off. And they lifted up their voice and said to Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Verse 14. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go shew yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass as they went. Say, as they went. They were cleansed. As they went. Not instantly. As they went. As they went. As they were going. They were healed. Not instantly. Say amen. So some miracle can be instant. Why some can what? Can take time. Process of time. But it does not mean it won't happen. Say amen. Amen. Do you believe what I'm saying? As they went. They were cleansed as they went. They were cleansed as they went. As they were going. The miracle happened. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go shew yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went. You know, you can as well say, and you're going to show myself to the priest. I've not seen miracle now. Nothing has happened. I'm still a leper. Maybe this man is lying. And you just go, you just go your own way. Nothing will happen. I mean, but as they went. As they were going to show themselves to the priest, the miracle took place. The miracle happened. It means that they acted on what Jesus said. Not instant miracle. As they went. On the way, the miracle happened. Say amen. Wow. So it's not all miracle that happened instant. Abby. It's not a miracle. And some can happen instant. Do you understand? Why am I saying all these things? I'm saying that if you are still feeling the symptoms, it does not mean the miracle has not happened. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Even if you are still feeling the symptoms, it does not mean the miracle has not happened. You just hold on to what has been declared. A word has gone forth. Hold on to it. You understand? Sir? And keep thanking God for it. And keep thanking God for it. Say amen. You just keep thanking God. You just keep thanking God. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorify God. Verse 16, quickly. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. You understand? He was a Samaritan. One of them. Give me verse 17. What did Jesus say? And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Verse 18. There are not found that return to give glory to God. Save this stranger. Why? Because he was a Samaritan. Others went away. Verse 19. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith had made thee whole. Who can tell me the faith? The faith is as they went. That's the faith now. Is that they should go. Then they were going to show themselves. As they were going, the miracle took place. Why? Because he said, go and you go. As they went. That's the faith. What is faith? Faith is acting on what has been said. That's just faith. Say amen. Blessed is he who believes that there shall be performance. Faith is acting on what has been declared. That's just faith. Because you believe it. You believe it will happen. And you keep giving God glory. you keep what? Giving thanks to God for it. Because you believe it will happen. Can you say amen? Amen. Shout a loud amen. Amen. You believe it will happen. And you keep giving God thanks for it. Say amen. You know, in the days of the faith movement in America, some people did some things that look silly. They call it rugged faith. Say amen. In fact, when you look at it, it can look like carelessness. But they were not just being careless. They were only acting on God's word. Luke 1 verse 45. And blessed is she that what? That believed. For what? For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Believe that there shall be a performance of those things. I don't know those things. I don't know. Is there any things you have? Have you received things? You understand? Do you believe there shall be performance of those things? So if you have received things, you must believe there shall be performance of those things which you have received from the Lord. If truly from the Lord you have received. If you don't think it's from man. Because you can think it's from man. Yeah, Jabin is just Reverend K that declared. Jabin is just this bishop. It's just this bishop that declared now. He's not Jesus now. Say amen. You believe there shall be a performance of those things. I don't know how many things God has spoken to you this 1 week. And you hold on to them with your life. And you are ready to hack them out. Why? Because you believe there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. Say amen. Amen. You rejoice and give glory to God. No. Go back and give me the story of Anna. You know, immediately the prophet declared over. You understand? The Bible said the woman went and wiped her tears and cried no more. Why? Because she believed. One of the signs that you believe is that you stop getting worried about the thing. That's one of the signs. Now, see, okay, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did it. And her countenance was no more sad. But she has not been pregnant though. I didn't know she has not been pregnant. Because you can't take in immediately. Do you understand? But she believed what the prophet has said. And she went and heard something. And rejoice, happy, glad, and her countenance was no more sad. You just mix with people and start happy, doing things you should do. Happy, you understand? Dancing, jubilating with people. The following year, she had a baby. Do you understand? Why? Because she believed there will be a powerful. One of the signs of faith is joy. That's one of the signs of faith. If you believe, you will have joy. You say you believe and you are still sad. You say you believe. You are still thinking about it, getting worried. Do you understand? You say you believe. Every time you not go eat because of the thing. You not believe. Do you understand? You are in doubt. You say you believe and you are still thinking, hey, share this thing will not kill me. But you not believe, sir. You not believe. You don't believe, oh. But they are praying for me. But this thing, demon way, check on it, me by. You don't believe. You are in doubt. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna, his wife. And the Lord remembered her. The Lord did not remember immediately after the prayer. Do you understand? But because she believed there will be performance, he just went away doing what she should do. Happy, rejoice. Not thinking about it anymore. Why? Because the prophet has said it. And it will be.
That's faith.
You know, those women, and that's where you learn from the ancient women. Because those women, sir, they know they joke with what prophet said. They know they joke. Samuel said something. You know, when Saul was looking for his father's what? His father's horse, ass. You know, after they don't do everything they can, you understand, they could do. And there's no way to find it. The servant said, let's go and meet the prophet. Whatever the prophet says is the final. They know they doubt. Say, amen. You know, somebody said, don't doubt God. If you must doubt anything, doubt your doubt. Why? Because God cannot fail. It is you that can fail. You can only doubt your doubt. You don't doubt God. Can you say amen? And it's high time we come to believe. Abby?
Yes, sir.
It's high time you come to believe. Oh. It's high time you leave the thing in God's hand to solve it. And stop getting bothered about it. Why? Because God is more than able to solve it. Say amen. Say amen. He's full of joy. No more sad. When to rejoice. Just dancing. Happy. You understand? I'm saying, huh? Doing what she should do. Why? Because she knows that my own baby is coming. He's so sure. It cannot fail. Why? The prophet has declared. Say amen. That's the way you should hold all the word you have heard from this convention. You hold it. You hold it. Why? Because they are word from Jesus. They are word from Jesus. Now if Jesus has told you to carry your mat and go. Do you understand? You know, like that man. That man. You know, there was a man. There was a man like that. Let's go to Luke. There was a man Jesus told to carry his mat and go home. And people came to challenge the healing. And they asked him, who told you to carry your mat on your Sabbath, on the Sabbath? Why? Because the healing was done on the Sabbath. And the man replies them, it is Jesus of Nazareth who told me to carry my mat and go home. Then I carry my mat and went home. Because Jesus said it, you believe it. Say amen. Okay, Matthew, right? Okay, yes. This is the story. Verse 6. But that ye may know that the Son of Man had power on earth. So, this was the man that was led down through the roof, right? To forgive sin. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed and go unto thy house. Verse 7. And he rose and departed to his house. Let me see what is in verse 8. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Verse 9. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed. Now, there's another man born blind that Jesus healed on the Sabbath. Do you understand? Sir? And people came and asked him, who healed you? He said, it's Jesus. They even went as far as, you understand, calling his mother to ask him, now, how come your son who was born blind was healed? John chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did this man or his parent that he was born blind? Verse 3, Jesus answered, neither had this man seen nor his parent, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Verse 4, I must walk the walk of him that sent me. Why it is day? The night coming when no man can walk. Verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made the clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Verse 7. And said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by Interim sin. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. He went, washed, came seeing. Then people started asking, how come you see? How come? No, it is Jesus who healed me. The neighbor therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Verse 9. Some said, this is he. Others said, he's like him. But he said, I am he. Verse 10. Therefore said they unto him, how were thy eyes open? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus, made clay, anointed my eyes, and said unto him, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went. Say, I went. Say, I went. I don't know if you are going to go too. Are you going to go? I don't know if you have heard that you should go and wash. Are you going to go? I went and washed. And received sight. So I went. I washed. Then I received sight. I didn't receive sight. Immediately he put the clay. I obey what he asked me to do. Say, amen. Say obedience. Guy, miracle is tired and obedience. Can you say amen? And I'm telling you, as simple as, can you follow this meeting? It can just be the obedience. See, amen. Can you say amen? Everybody say amen. I said that as simple as, can you follow this meeting? Can be the obedience. That's why don't joke with instruction, I beg you. Say amen. I said don't joke with instruction. In fact, when I see people joking with instruction, I will be pitying them. I know you are the problem of yourself. I'm telling you the truth. You don't take instruction serious. When they tell you to do something, George, you don't take it serious. You are the problem of yourself. You want issue. I'm telling you the truth. And people like that, it doesn't matter who pray for you. They will let all pastor in a year gather and pray for you. The problem won't be solved. Why? Your problem is tired and obedience. You understand? I'm talking about the solution of the problem. Is tired and obedience. As long as you don't want to obey, simply, the problem will stay. I'm just telling you truth. I said that the obedience can just be, can you follow this meeting? And you stay diligently following it. Can be the obedience. The obedience does not have to be big thing. You know, Jesus just said, go and wash. The man should just go and take a bucket of water and use it to wash his eyes. And a man said that, a man that is called Jesus made clay, anointed man, and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam. He didn't say take a bucket of water. You understand? You know, you can just say, sir, yeah, pure water and beg king coffee for Jumi. You know, you have also washed. But he won't see. You understand? Why? Because he has not followed instruction to the letter. You can just, it's not just any water. He's got to the pool of Siloam. He's just like this leper called Naaman, right? And then somebody mentioned that case during the meeting. I don't know who mentioned the case. You know, the prophet said, go to what? Go to Jordan. Dip yourself 7 times. The man said, me, Jordan, me. There are many good river. I will not go to Jordan where everybody they poo-poo. Say amen. Say obedience. That's the vehicle of miracle. If you don't know. Can you give me? All right. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 3, right? And she said unto her mistress, will God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria. That's, you understand? You know, the man was so, God favored the man. He was able to capture one of the Israeli girl. You understand? Who knew that there's a prophet in Israel? Then the girl was so nice. I mean, they were so nice to the young girl. You know, at times your solution can come from where you least expect, right? They were so nice to the young girl. Then the young girl went to go and meet her mistress because she cannot go boldly to go and meet that man. He was a general. They meet her mistress that, yeah, you people have been so good to me. But I know that one, has a problem that nobody can solve. But I know a man in Israel. If you can just stand before a prophet in Israel, I know that his problem will be solved. For he will recover of his leprosy. Verse 4. And one went and told his lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. 5. And the king of Syria said, go and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. When king saw the letter, and the king came to pass, and it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes. Why did he rent? That this man want to put me in trouble. Am I a healer? And said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. Because I'm not a God. Why will you send your servant, a leper, to me to cure? the young maid did not say they should send him to the king. He said they should send him to a prophet in Israel. But the king wants to prove power. Why? Because in those then, I think Israel was under them. You know, when you colonize a country, you think you have power over the country. He sent him to the king. That the king should heal him. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So there's a prophet in Israel, actually. Verse 9. And Elisha sent a messenger. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elijah sent the messenger unto him, saying, go! You know, he didn't even come out. What an embarrassment. Go and wash in Jordan 7 times. You know, these are prophets, sir. They were not like, he was not like this day's prophet. When you see a general, you are already cringy. The man did not even come out. He just said to his servant, tell him to go to Jordan. Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be cleansed. What did he say? But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought. He was thinking for God. I was already thinking the way the miracle will be done. You can't think the way miracle will be done, sir. Is this why you have not received the miracle? You understand? You are always thinking. You understand? The way it should be. You can't think manner. You follow suit to what the Lord said. I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of his Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. He won't strike his hand, sir. Verse 12. Are not Abana and Paphos, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. You know, this man, God so loved him. You know, God loved him. God surrounded him with wise servant. And his servant came. You know, his servant, not one person. He was so blessed. He has wise people around him. And his servant came near and spake unto him. What did he say? My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? Abi, if the prophet charged you $1 billion, are you not going to pay? Are you not the one looking for healing? If they asked you, if prophet said you should eat your poo poo, are you not going to eat it? Abi, not be healing you they look for. Would thou not have done it? How much rather then? When he's here to the wash and be clean. What is special in that? Why can't you just obey it? Then went he down, because the servant said, and dip himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the sayings of the man of God. And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and it was clean. Say obedience. Can you shout it? Healings, miracle, is always tied around obedience. You want to stop saying? Amen. always tie around obedience. That's why if you like to disobey instruction, I'm just saying this thing on that God now, what I'm saying now. You always disobey instruction. If you consciously disobey instruction, be careful. You understand? Because your problem may stay forever. I'm telling you the truth. I'm saying this thing under God now. Your problem may not have solution. May not have solution. Obedience is so vital. It can be a simple obedience. You understand what I'm saying? For instance, what the commandment that has come to church in this season, that everybody should pay his tithe. If you are not obeying it, you know what you are doing? You carry AK-47, you are using it to shoot yourself. That's what you are doing. Because blessing follows every commandment. If you are not obeying it, you are shooting yourself in the leg. I'm talking about big time. Why? Because it's not commandment for, it's a community commandment. And there's a power, there's a power in community. If you don't know. That's why when the community give a commandment, don't disobey it. Stay with it. It's a church commandment. Church commandment is Jesus' commandment, if you don't know. Do you understand? And that's why when there was a trouble in the Gentile church, they went back to Jerusalem. The elder sat. When I say the elder sat, I'm talking about Peter, James, and John. They sat and they resolved. They came to resolution and wrote a letter to Gentile churches and sent to them. What did you obey? And that letter was, I mean, elders sat and they conclude. And it was written as unto the Lord that Jesus said it. It's not that Jesus said it too. The elders sat. They gave a commandment. And it was received as unto the Lord. That this is what Jesus said. You don't get what I'm saying. Church commandment is so important. It is Jesus' commandment, if you don't know. Why? Because Jesus is not going to come down to come and command you. Jesus will command you through the church. If you like to disobey church instruction, your problem may not have solution. I'm just saying what I'm saying now. Under God. That's why you need to go and sit and check it. If you are not really obeying, you can pray tired. God may not answer your prayer. Why? Because you are disobeying God's instruction. To God, I'm trying to say, Kasimali, obedience is so important. Obedience is so vital. That's why art that easily obey, they will easily receive blessing. Do you understand what I'm saying? The man said, I thought. You can't be thinking for God. Do you understand? And like I have said many times, you need to study the house you are in. Do you understand? Say amen. Can you say amen? Because I need to let you know something. Why? Because we are in the day of internet where many people follow things online and they hear manners of things. And you can be using what you heard on the internet. They want to be living your life. Do you understand? That's why when you are in the house, you need to follow the order of the house. That's why if I join a church the way I am now, the first thing I study is the manner of this church. You don't act against God's manner set in a church. He's acting against Jesus directly. Do you understand? That's why he said you don't change ancient landmark. Why? Because the landmark was set by fathers. You are not the one who set it. And father can't set a landmark if God has not commanded. Say amen. You understand? So you can now come now as a child. You are the children now. Because of Z. You now go and shift ancient landmark. Hey, you are shifting God's standard. That's what you are trying to do. So when you stay in a community, you study the manner of the community. You understand? What is God's order in this house? Why? Because blessing that will come to you in that house will come through the order. Do you understand? Blessing will not come outside the order. So, if you are away from the order, blessing won't flow to you. Do you understand?
In fact, everybody around you will be getting blessed. You won't be blessed. Why? Because you are not in line with the order. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And that's why everybody can, a church can have many millionaires and you die poor. Do you get? I think you know that there are many millionaires in Winners Church. Yet there are still many, there are wretched people there. Who are not following the order God gave to Daddy Bishop Oyedepo. If you don't follow the order, the blessing on the leadership won't flow to you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It won't. So it means that anything Bishop commands, you don't do. You understand? People will be getting rich around you. You will die poor. It's not that you offend God. It's just that you are not following them. Now, if you leave that kind of house and go to another house, and you follow the other, the blessing there can flow to you. Do you understand? So, is this why you can't say because church A is doing something, you want to come and apply it in another church, it won't work for you. Do you understand? Why? Because every house has a setting that God commands. So, if the setting is not what you do, you won't be blessed there. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You won't be blessed. And that's why if you know that you are in a church and you cannot fully submit, it is better you leave the church. I don't know why I'm saying all this thing. If you are in a church and you know your heart is not fully submitting, it is better you leave the church. Because you won't be blessed there. Do you get it now? That's why when you are in a house, you and you know that the Lord led me to this place, you submit completely to the order of the church. So that you can be blessed. Do you get it now? If not, you won't be blessed. It will not look like maybe God hates you. It's not that God hates you. It's just that you are in disalignment. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need to know this. Why? Because we are in the day of internet. And we are in the day of e-church. Where many people have their pastors online. Away from the pastor of the church they attend. That preaches something contrary to church instruction. And some people use that to run their life. Do you understand what I'm saying now? You understand? So if this house has command tithing and you are not doing it, you are in disalignment. You understand? Why? Because the house has commanded. I'm not the one who commanded it. The house commanded. You understand? So it is Jesus' commandment. If you don't know. So anything that happened to you, you are on your own. You understand what I'm saying? You're on your own. Because it's not pastor's commandment. It's Jesus' commandment. For this house. If you go to another house, Jesus may not command it. You understand what I'm saying? But for this house, that is what Jesus has commanded. If you are not doing it, the blessing that the Lord will release to this house will not get to you. It's just the truth there. Say amen. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. In fact, it's not eternal life embassy commandment. It's the whole of word of the community of word of righteousness commandment. It's not. You understand what I'm saying? There are houses where they don't give offering. I was a member of Peace House for many years. Peace House don't give offering. You can't attend Brogwile's meeting and give offering. They don't. But they have their commandment. Do you understand? Say amen. And people who are there, they obey the commandment. And they get blessed. Then how did they get money from people? They have a way of doing it. Which is not just giving offering. Do you understand what I'm saying? That? And people who are there, they understood the order. And they followed the order. So when they have a meeting, there's a way people they share it. You won't be surprised if a family is donating like 10 million naira. That's their manner. So thousands of people can gather. They come. They don't do registration for a meeting. You understand what I'm saying? They don't give offering. They don't know that a family has paid on their behalf. You understand? It will look like if this meeting is all, everything is all free in this place. It's not free. You understand? So just that the manner of the house has taken care of what you should pay for. Do you understand, sinner? And some people know who understood it. They follow it like that and they get blessed by it. If you are in that kind of house and they share money to you, you don't pay. You won't be blessed there. Do you understand, sinner? Because that is the manner of the house. If you come to another house and that is not your manner, you study the manner of a house and follow it. So that blessing can come to you. If you don't follow. Why? Why am I saying all this thing? I'm talking about miracle is tied to obedience. If you don't believe what I say now, go and ask people who believe truth. If they are not going to tell you what I'm telling you now. Miracle is tied to obedience. Do you understand what I'm saying? All obedience in the house where you are. Do you get it now? All obedience in the house where you are. You understand the house where you are. Then you follow all obedience in the house where you are. Then you will be blessed by it. Do you get it now? I've been in many waters. You understand, sir? I was a Baptist to Peace House, to Eternal Life Embers. I've seen houses, and I know the way houses run. It's not always the same everywhere. You understand, sir? For instance, if you leave this place and you go to CAC, there's a way CAC house run. And people who are there, they understand. Do you understand, sir? And people who are getting blessed there, they are following the order. Go and ask. You can't be blessed in the church if you don't follow the order of the church. It's impossible. Say amen. For instance, if you have a crusade now, you know, for instance, crusade grant, a Muslim guy will come there and receive miracle in a crusade. That's why crusade is not meant for disciple. You understand what I'm saying? Disciple hardly receive miracle in crusade. Hardly. Ronald Bonke could say, you see many Muslims receiving their sight. Many Muslims who don't believe Jesus. They don't have a house. You understand what I'm saying? They are just Sariwa people. Then God will just share miracle to them. But disciple, you will be blessed in your house. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the order. You can't be blessed on crusade grand. Crusade grand is not for you. You are part of the organizer. Do you understand? Organizer of crusade. Do you understand? That's why you see somebody who is lame walking beside you. And you that's a disciple, that part of people who erect all the canopy. You will walk. Say amen. You don't get what I'm saying? A layman or a man who cannot, one of his eyes is not seeing well. He's part of people who erect the tent. He not see. One person who came, who don't know how they planned the thing, will receive his sight. He's got partial. God is not partial. Say amen. Amen. Just that God knows the way you. It's not that God does not have allocation for you too. But there's a manner of your allocation. Do you understand? Go and fall to the manner. Then you receive it. Can you say amen? Amen. Together, I'm trying to say. That's church. I'm just teaching you church setting. That's what I'm teaching you now. Setting of the church. So that blessing can reach everybody. Alright, we give God praise. So, convention has come, but convention has not gone. Say amen. So, the cloud is still over us. So, let's go back to the messages. Key into it. Pray it. You understand, sinner? Can you say amen? Pray it. You understand? I said last year convention, some people receive baby through it. You understand? That I know. Why? Because they key into it. In fact, the person missed the meeting, the actual time gone. But because somebody told, went back to it, start asking God for forgiveness and key into it. And the baby came. It's just faith. If you can only believe, it will be done. You understand? I didn't know all medical report has been canceled, right? And you believe it canceled. You don't go back and start checking the result again. All this result, no. Yes. You know, it's not that faith. You know, when I say faith, it's not that we say medical is wrong, right? It's not that medical is wrong. Just that we exhort God's word more than medical result, right? That's why you don't quickly. If you run your life on medicine, you are going to die in fear or through your life. Because there is no sickness they don't have name for. Abi, or the Lord's Hospital, the one's up, where is Aiko Loruko? They will create instantly. Whether botanical or English name, they will give it to you. Do you understand? Say amen. Then you carry it. Your big P will start going up. Do you understand? And when they say it's psycho, you don't understand the grammar. Say, hey, what to lele? Say, man. That's why you don't run your life. It's not that we don't teach the medicine. Do you understand? We go for medical checkup. Say, man. We do test, but we don't base our life on it. We keep praying. We keep speaking. We keep praying. We keep speaking. We don't run our life on medicine. If not, you are going to die in fear. In fact, God, what you don't have, God, you will think you have it. You understand what I'm saying now? Because medicine will make you believe you have what you don't even have. Because anything they run a machine show, are you going to say no? Even if the machine is 40, like the one young nurse in this loud tech just want to check my BP and say my BP is 240. 240 more than 30. Me tea collapse. But that the senior nurse came and checked it. He said, it's 124. Because 240 ni BP. Ti o ba se lo mi to wa check e bayi ti mo lo le ki lo ma ronu abi be e ba ni BP mi jeje 240. Say amen. Say, I believe in the report of the Lord. That's just it. I'm telling you, that is just what the old convention is talking about. Is to make you believe God's report. There's a superior report. You get it now? That can cancel all medical report. It doesn't matter what they have said about you. There's a report from Jesus that can cancel all medical report. And it doesn't matter the test you have done. It doesn't matter what doctor has said. I say, because we have gone through convention, it is cancelled. You believe that, right? Say, I believe it. Rise up. Raise your hand. Say, I believe it. I believe I'm healthy. Can you pray? I believe I'm whole. Can you declare it? I believe I'm healed. Kase, mate, kapali. Zoprekate manskepale jeprekato kapa lekatoma zeprekato. As declaring convention, I receive it. I hold on to it. I hold on to healings. I hold on to sound health in the name of Jesus. I hold on to it. I hold on to it. As many who need children, and at least for 2 months now, or three, we've had three children. I said, more are still coming. How many of you believe that? I said, more are still coming. Those who are not pregnant will be pregnant. I'm expecting it. I'm just telling you what I'm expecting. In 1 month time, 2 month time, I expect those who are not pregnant to be pregnant. That's what I'm expecting. That's my expect. Why? Because I have received baby for them. Kasema leprekate manje manze makale kabriale kase leprekato mazo maligale kaprikate. You need to disbelieve. You need to disbelieve all medical reports. Disbelieve them. Don't believe them. Don't believe them. There's a superior report. Jesus has given verdict, and the verdict is that you are whole. You are well. You are healed. You are better. Your body is healthy. Your body is strengthened. Your body can carry baby. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.